Earth and Sky.
August 1st, 2008. Today is an eclipse day, a total solar eclipse, where the moon's dark shadow sweeps across Earth. We asked NASA senior astronomer Sten Odenwald of the Goddard Space Flight Center for more.
I think the important thing is that this is one of the simplest observations that you can make of the sun that shows that the sun is giving us more than just light and heat.
He's talking about the sun's corona, which only becomes visible to us during an eclipse, when the moon blots the sun from view. The sun's fiery corona is visible today across parts of Canada, China, and Russia. Taking an even closer look is a space observatory called Hinode, Japanese for sunrise. Hinode studies solar flares, which are a kind of storm on the sun.
The other kind of solar storm is called a coronal mass ejection. Those are giant clouds of magnetized plasma that are hurled from the sun. And when these things arrive at Earth, they interact with Earth's magnetic field and produce very intense currents that flow in the upper atmosphere.
And that, Odenwald said, can cause power blackouts and harm GPS and other satellite communications.
That's why satellites like Hinode are so important, because they can literally zoom in on the most active places on the surface of the sun.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.